Lord, I pray the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts may be truly acceptable to you this day. In Jesus' name, amen. A sentence from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. Awake, you who sleep, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. You know, our focus has got to be always on Christ. It's very easy to be distracted by the world around us and to put our trust in ourselves. In 1908, Jack London wrote a short story published in Century Magazine called To Build a Fire. In that story, a young man hikes the Yukon Trail along with his dog in sub-zero temperature, despite having urgent warnings about the dangers of extreme cold by those who lived in Sulphur Springs. Thinking he could light a fire whenever he wants to, if the cold gets too harsh, the man's overconfidence and insistence on going it alone led to a point of reckoning. At the point that he decides to strike a match, he's unable to light the fire that he needs to survive due to his numb hands and fingers. Realizing his error too late, he panics and soon falls asleep eternally in the snow. So often we rely on ourselves and not on God. You know, last week's gospel reading was about knowing where your treasure lies. It talks about the fact that where we put our value matters. You know, when we put our attention on God, blessings and the fullness of life follows. When we go our own way, believing we can do life on our own, nothing good will come of it. And in Luke's continued scripture today, we see Jesus continuing with this conversation, noting that in order to stay in connection with God, we need to continually nurture that relationship with him. We need, in fact, to pay attention to what God is doing in our lives and how God is moving among us and within the lives of those around us. Or as Jesus would say in the words of Luke, we need to stay awake. That is, we need to stay spiritually alert and keep our faith fires burning. You know, the scriptures are full of satire, usually a kind of humour mixed with horror. Just think of the story of Saul, king of the Jews, banning witches from the land and then himself commanding the witch of Endor to conjure up the prophet Samuel, only to receive from him the same bad news that he's already got before and that he didn't want to listen to. And he copped a lot more because of it. Or think of Jonah, stomping his feet about the warning to the Ninevites and fleeing by boat to Tarshish and in a deep sleep below the deck, only to be wakened and followed by God wherever he goes. Yeah. You know, there's another humorous story involved. A young Greek, a man named Eutychius, who fell asleep during Paul's lengthy sermon, only to fall to his death out of a window. You're not on the third floor, so you're safe. Luckily, he was resurrected, awakened by Paul, and given a second chance. Listen to that story. On the first day of the week, we came together to break bread. Paul spoke to the people, and because he intended to leave the next day, kept on talking until midnight. There were many lamps in the upstairs room where we were meeting. Seated in a window was a young man named Eutychius, who was sinking into a deep sleep as Paul talked on and on. When he was sound asleep, he fell to the ground from the third story and was picked up dead. Paul went down, threw himself on the young man, put his arms around him. "Don't be alarmed," he said, "he's alive." Then he went upstairs again, broke bread, ate, and after talking until daybreak, he left. The people took the young man home alive and were greatly comforted. You can find that story in Acts chapter 20, verses 7 to 12. Can you imagine the irony of Paul going on and on, relentlessly preaching about Jesus' gift of the resurrection of life, the importance of staying awake to the goodness of God. Well, he preached well until past midnight. Meanwhile, Eutychius couldn't keep his eyes open or his spirit engaged despite that well-lit room. You know, just as where we choose to place our value has nothing to do with actual wealth or money, so too, staying spiritually aware and awake to God's presence in our life has nothing to do with how many lamps we have lit in our homes. We want to follow Jesus. We want to keep ourselves prepared for all that God has in store for us. Yet we know that sometimes all of us suffer from a bit of spiritual narcolepsy. And it's far easier, too easy, to sleep away our lives, dulling our grief and pain with easy escapes. Sleeping away our lives with magical thinking and escapism may feel like a comfortable way to deal with the trials and tribulations of life. But Jesus calls us to something better, to accept the gift of life that he offers us. A life filled with abundant blessing, peace, and the kind of miracles that only he can offer. The sad truth is, we want to believe in magic, in the instant gratification and the responsibility-free life. You know, we love the idea of the Disney magical kingdom in which everything feels perfect and trouble-free. A place where we can hide from the world, to go to sleep for a while and dream away our fears. How many of us have come to that point? Stop the world, I want to get off. Let me find a corner and just hide away. But this is not what living means. Life is more than dreaming. It's a time to wake up, to awaken to the truth of Jesus. What he offers us is so much more than we can ever imagine. You know, the awareness of God in our lives allows us endless possibilities of growth, of potential, of becoming all that we are meant to be. Because that's what God wants for us. To be awake means to recognize God around us and all that Christ has to offer us. To be aware means that we stay prepared for God to bless our lives. For faith is not the belief, is a belief not in fairy tales, but in the power of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit's fire and light, and the gifting of a life full of miracles that move mountains and change minds. Now, when we dare to stay alert to the resurrection life that God breathed into us every single day, you will live life in all its richness, fullness and abundance in this life and the next. Somebody said, as they were coming in, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Best of all, if you remain spiritually awake, no thief can steal away the riches of God, the riches that God has gifted to you. You know, no bad news, grief, death or detriment can ever get into your heart and sour your spirit or remove the peace that God establishes within you. You know, it's sometimes in those times, it's when God gives you that peace that passes all understanding. Our youngest daughter, Samantha, I probably have told this story before, but I'll tell it again. At about the age of 10, started having blinding headaches. And it was so much so that you could see the pain in her when they happened. And the doctors said that she needed to go to Perth and have a CAT scan done to try and find out what was going on. And so we took her up to Perth and she had a CAT scan and they said, there is something there in her brain, but we don't know what it is. We'll send you over to Princess Margaret to have an MRI to get a better understanding of what's going on. Well, we went over to Princess Margaret Hospital and the MRI machine was out of action. And so we had to take Samantha home. And like all parents worrying about their children, we were concerned what might be going to happen. And Helen got a lot of people praying for Samantha at that time, right throughout the diocese. And we ended up getting to a point where we had to hand Samantha over to God. And there was a sense that God said to Helen, it would be all right. But we had no idea what all right meant. Our emotions were all over the place. As parents worrying about our children, they're all over the place. But underneath that, there was a sense of peace that it was in God's hands. Well, the short story of it was we received a phone call from Princess Margaret to say the machine was up and running again. Samantha and Helen went to Perth. I was running an Alpha course in Yealing at the time, and so I couldn't go up with them. And they went up, had the MRI, and they couldn't find anything wrong. And the headaches had disappeared. But as parents concerned for our child, our emotions were all over the place, but there was a deep peace in that, that it was in God's hands and it would be all right, whatever that meant. And that could have meant her being taken home. Thankfully, from our perspective, she's still with us today. But bad news and grief can take you away from God. But that's not what God wants. He wants to be there with us in it. You know, no one can destroy your relationship with God. God's armor of light will surround you, will fill you, will enable you to walk even through the darkest valleys of life with courage, with assurance, with confidence and strength. For God's presence in your life is a fixed and it's a beautiful thing. A heart anchored in God will never drift away and never leave one's life unattended or well-being. You know, a life that shines with the light of God will be one that others are drawn to and guided by. All you need to do is stay aware of God's presence and set your life upon Jesus' foundations. But it's easy to let our foundations crumble. I don't know whether you've ever had to deal with an insect infestation. Tiny as they are in most cases, they can destroy your entire household if they decide to move in. Well, Laurie Wagner tells a story of a few years back when she lived in a home in Quakertown. One morning, she unexpectedly woke up to find her kitchen infested with hordes of black flies. They were everywhere and seemed to appear overnight without any warning. No matter how many fly traps she hung or how many she succeeded in capturing, more and more came. She finally had to call the landlord, who discovered a nest outdoors, set in the ground with an entryway into the foundations of a nearby laundry room. Unbeknownst to them, the foundation had crumbled. They were simply coming right in. Once they destroyed the nest and repaired the foundation, the problem was solved. You know, life is filled with unexpected surprises when we aren't paying attention. You know that a moth larvae can destroy your wardrobe in just under 4 days? Or did you know that a spider can build a web in your home in under an hour? Even in under 30 minutes, practically right before your eyes. And it takes an alert homeowner to ward off these kinds of issues or to fix them when they appear. It also takes an alert Christian to beware of spiritual traps and to avert them before they set in and begin to destroy one's life. It takes an aware Christian to stay awake to God's gracious gifts of protection and mercy, of salvation and renewal, that can keep life fresh and new. Jesus tells us that awareness of the Spirit matters. To stay awake to Christ's power and presence matters. It means that we recognize where our treasure lies, not in going it alone or finding it in worldly places, but in our investment in God and the wealth of love that defines God's kingdom. A wealth that no moth can destroy, no thief can steal. An inheritance that's entirely ours and entirely and completely free. So no matter what happens, no matter how tempting, no matter how tired we get from waging life's battles, don't fall asleep. No matter what monsters you're dealing with, God's hand is stronger. God's light is brighter, and God always wins. Amen.